seven songs from the show, all my most highlighted moments from the show. And this one is all original music. I had the opportunity to write on it, including the single So Good and the album title track, Unconditional. So I've made a whole lot of progress in a year, and I thank God for it. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. You're right, because oftentimes you guys put out the record that you people are familiar with, yes, from ma'am, season five, and all the songs that you sang there. Yeah. This is all original stuff. Stuff you can say ching ching to, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
So talk about it. Now, Joshua, if you don't know, he's season five winner, but he's from this small town of
Greenleyville.
Greenleyville, yes, South Carolina, yes, North Carolina, South Carolina. And that's, you know, nobody's ever heard of that before Joshua. So now he's doing big things. I'm seeing him at the Stellars, BMI Showcase, all kinds of great stuff. Yes, talk about the transition and how it feels to be this big gospel star now.
Well, you know, it's great to be able to do something at such a young age that I've dreamed of doing is unexplainable. It's just such a great feeling. I don't take it for granted. I thank God for it. I can remember actually at the BMI luncheon, mm-hmm, I was doing an interview, and I got the opportunity to talk with some of the artists, and I was just like, it's just so great to be in a room with such a, you know, so many great people. Like, I'm in a room with living legends, and there's like, and we all know you.
Wow.
And you know, that was just real special to me, because I mean, like I said, at the time I was only 18. You know,
Now
I'm 19. And it's like
a big 1-9.
Yeah, so you know, I'm like, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
you know, because all of these people I've looked up to for years, and they know my name,
mm-hmm,
they know who I am, they know how I sound, and it's just great. So I thank God for where how far I've come.
Now, you're the youngest winner,
yeah,
for BET Sunday Best. I was a preliminary judge for 5 seasons, actually, and so some 18-year-olds, I mean, we wouldn't even take, you know what I mean? Before that, it was like you had to be like 21 or... So now here you are, 18, and
yes,
winning the whole shebang.
Yes, ma'am.
You're representing a whole group of folks saying, I told you so.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I thank God for it.
So that was amazing. Now, I remember when you were a first contestant and, yes, and all of that, and how humble, and it was unexpected, and,
yes, ma'am,
you know, and how you came and just kind of impressed everybody. Talk about that feeling of being, you know, you were like in the line of thousands.
I was, you mm-hmm know, I can remember, like I said, I remember 2 days before the audition in Atlanta, I told my mom, I said, come on, let's go. So that next day, which was that Friday, we went out and got on the road. We called my cousins in Atlanta. They stood in the line for me. I didn't
okay
get into Atlanta until about 10. Stayed out there.
That was smart.
Night.
That was smart.
Didn't stay out. Didn't leave until, because, you know, doors didn't open until like 6.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get in the church until 8. And so I didn't eat from 4 o'clock that morning until like 4 o'clock that afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going through the whole audition process hungry as a bear. I'm like starving or whatever, and just nervous the entire time. And then when I finally got to the third round judges and have everybody say yes, it was, I cried. Did I cry. Man, I cried through my Kirk Franklin interview. I cried so hard in the back. So the PAs and producers came to me and were like, are you okay? Oh. Are you gonna
that
be
is
okay?
So good.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. But it was just such a great moment for me, you know, and to go through the entire show. The whole time I was just appreciative for the opportunity, and you know, for God to take me through and continually show me favor the way He did. I just thank God.
That's awesome. Set up the title cut of your new record. The new record just dropped yesterday,
yes,
so it's in stores everywhere. You can go pick it up. It's called Unconditional. Set this one up for us.
Well, So Good is the new single from this project, Unconditional. It pretty much comes from a place talking about, you know, just how great God is. Although sometimes if we be real honest with ourselves, we'll see and understand that we didn't always deserve the blessings God bestowed upon us, but He did it anyhow. And I thank Him for it. I'm sure everybody else does too. So just declaring that, you know, God, you've been so good.
Here it is. So Good by Joshua Rogers on Praise 104.1. So all you know is Pentecostal.
That's
straight
all.
Up.
That's it.
Just go in.
Foot stomping, speaking in tongues.
Huh?
Running and yelling. Yeah.
Yep. And that's why you have this old soul that,
yes,
that comes with the discipline of,
yes,
being an artist. Stay humble, man. You know,
yes,
I know everybody's telling you that, because sometimes you can outgrow the ministry portion,
yes,
of what God has called you to do, being, yes, an artist.
Yes, keep me in your prayers. I don't ever want to do that. Please.
I do. I will. Hey, give some advice to some young people. I'm a youth and young adult pastor, and chair lady of the Church of God in Christ. the youth department of the Church of God in Christ. So give some advice to some of our young people, you know, because after 18, what I do notice is that you guys try to do your own thing, you know, after you've grown up in church and you kind of want to tap into some other things. And talk about your experience of one of staying here and doing what God has called you to do.
Well, for one, and which was a strong part in the influence and creation of this album, I learned a lot this past year. And in learning a lot, I made some mistakes. I also achieved a lot. But in learning that one thing that never changed was the love of God. Mm-hmm. And so in saying that, I realized that you can't lose with God. Mm-hmm. You can't lose with him. But it's a strong possibility that you will without him.
Wow.
And so keep God first.
That's real good right there.
You know, keep God first. Don't ever. I love it.
I'm not going to interrupt you, but that was really good. Go ahead.
But don't ever get the mindset like I did that no matter where you come from or, you know, what the case may be or background, that you cannot achieve anything. Mm-hmm. Because in actuality, you can achieve everything. You can do everything. And I have this mindset now that the sky's the limit. But once I get there, I do want to go higher. You know, I see myself going higher. So you have to get the mentality that nobody and nothing is going to stop you from achieving or succeeding in whatever it is you hope to succeed in. My favorite scripture is seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. So it's just a simple reminder that when you put God first and you let God lead you into whatever it is that you hope to go into, there's no way possible. No devil can stop you. No friend can stop you. No family member can stop you. But you will walk into your purpose.
I like. Joshua Rogers, season 5 winner of BET Sunday Best. The CD is called Unconditional, in stores right now. You can download it on iTunes. Go get it. Support him and his ministry endeavors. And not only that, let them see this on BDS charts that DC showed up real big on the Billboard charts.
We showed up
real big in supporting the music ministry of Joshua Rogers. Be sure to check out our website at praisedc.com. We'll put this interview there and tell you how you can continue to get the music. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am.
This is a great way to end the show. Lonnie Hunter's up next. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Love you guys. Bye-bye.